From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Vice President Maruf Amin explained government efforts to handle scaring effect. Minister Mahfud MD said people must stop digital spread of hate speech. I'm Nuka Kuswawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesian Vice President Maruf Amin has said that the government has carried out various efforts to handle the scaring effect as people are afraid to spend and invest their money due to the pandemic. This was noted during the Economic Challenges Special Ramadan aired on a private television station on Saturday. To handle this issue, the government encourages financial institutions to continue to distribute credit, especially to priority sectors, such as tourism and micro, small and medium enterprises. The government also pushes the business world to utilize digital technology while conducting economic activities. During the event, he also noted that a risk-sharing scheme is a development strategy concept to create a resilient and dynamic country. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Mahfud MD has urged everyone to participate in halting the spread of hate speech, negative content and hoax in the digital space. He perceived that the government cannot address these issues alone. Cooperation and support from people are necessary for eradicating negative narratives, hoaxes, and other violent extremist content in the digital space. He also emphasized that the government will continue to monitor content containing hate speech. The same applies to misleading content, which contains misinformation and disinformation, as well as baseless negative narratives, all of which spread rampantly in the digital space. Let's move on to the international news. The United States has donated some 35.8 million doses of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to Indonesia and 500 million doses of vaccine globally as of March 17, 2022. The U.S. Embassy in Jakarta said in a statement on Sunday. In addition, the United States support vaccination sites in Indonesia, including mobile clinics for the elderly and disabled just outside their homes. The U.S. government through USAID also has been training health workers and supporting vaccine distribution in remote areas in Indonesia so that people in all provinces have access to COVID-19 vaccine. Ukraine has found 410 bodies in towns near Kyiv as part of an investigation into possible war crimes by Russia, but some witnesses are so traumatized by their ordeal that they are unable to speak, the country's top prosecutor said on Sunday. After Russia withdrew from some areas around Kyiv, the mayor in Bucha, a liberated town 37 kilometers northwest of the capital, said that 300 residents has been killed by Russian forces while Chechen fighters controlled the area. Pakistan's political turmoil deepened on Sunday when Prime Minister Imran Khan avoided an attempt to oust him and sought fresh elections after dissolving parliament, a move the opposition called treacherous and vote-defied. The opposition blames Khan for failing to revive the economy and crack down on corruption. Khan has said, without showing evidence, that the move to oust him was orchestrated by the United States, a claim Washington denies. Serbia incumbent President Aleksandar Vučić is set to win the presidential vote on Sunday with 59.8% of the votes, according to a projection by the pollsters Ipsos and CSID, based on a sample of the partial polling station count. Vučić ran for a second 5-year term on a promise of peace and stability just as Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24, which has put Serbia under pressures from the West to choose between its traditional ties with Moscow and aspirations to join the European Union. Hungary Nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has declared victory in general election after partial results gave his Fidesz party a big lead. With 94% of votes counted, the right-wing Fidesz had 53%. An opposition alliance led by Peter Markizay was far behind with 35%. Hungary shares a border with Ukraine and has taken in more than 500,000 refugees so far. Orbán insists that helping the people, but refusing to supply weapons to Ukraine, he is keeping Hungary out of the war. When confirmed, the victory will be Fidesz's fourth successive win since 2010. Listener, now let's move it on to Diplomatic Corner on Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur holds integrated promotions in Malacca.
Today's Diplomatic Corner's highlight. Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur hold integrated promotion in Malacca. The Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia, Kuala Lumpur, hold the integrated promotion of Indonesia 2022 activities in the fields of economy, trade, investment, and tourism at the La Krista Malacca Hotel for 1 month. The activity opened by Indonesian Ambassador in Kuala Lumpur, Hermono, on Sunday night, April 3rd, is to anticipate the change from the pandemic to an endemic at this time with the increasing efforts of economic recovery in both countries. This integrated promotion was also attended by head of the Malacca Travel and Cultural Heritage Service, Muhammad Jailani bin Kamis, along with ambassadors from representative of Asian members countries including Vietnam, Brunei Darussalam, Cambodia, Laos, and Malaysian business actors. A series of promotional activities are designed to attract invited guests, which include the promotion of Indonesian culinary arts, cultural arts performance, and promotion of Indonesian tourism, and also exhibition of Indonesian export products. The promotional activity also features the CEO Forum, which is a seminar involving CEOs from Malaysia companies to explore business and investment opportunities in Indonesia. Potential opportunities for business cooperation will also be supported by the Indonesian Embassy through the facilitation of business matching meetings. This activity aims to increase the volume of trade and investment from Malaysia to Indonesia post-COVID-19 pandemic. Ambassador Hermono said that his side halt this activity to attain opportunities for economic recovery in both countries. He also stated that the event is held to encourage economic diplomacy. This integrated promotion forum is expected to be a good momentum in boosting the value of Indonesian non-oil and gas export to Malaysia. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kuswawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today in history start with the event on April 4, 1905, when an earthquake occurred in Kangra, India. On April 4, 1905, there was a huge earthquake in the Kangra Valley and the Kangra region of Himachal Pradesh in India. The earthquake was measured 7.8 Richter scale and killed more than 2,100 people. In addition, most of the buildings in the cities of Kangra, Meklayotganj, and Dharmashala were destroyed. This earthquake in Kangra is ranked 8 out of the top of 10 most devastating earthquakes ever to have occurred in human history. The next event was on April 4, 1949, the signing of the NATO Treaty. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, is an international organization for mutual security founded in 1949. The establishment of NATO as a form of support for the North Atlantic Agreement was signed in Washington, D.C. on April 4, 1949. The main article of the agreement is that an armed attack to one or more of them in Europe or North America will be deemed an attack on all members. We end today in history with April 4, 2020, China declares a National Day of Mourning. The State Council of China decided to declare April 4, 2020 as a National Day of Mourning to commemorate the victim of the coronavirus or COVID-19 outbreak in the country. In line with the State Council decision, Chinese flag across the country and at this diplomatic mission abroad were lowered on Saturday, April 4, 2020. All entertainment events across China were cancelled on that day. At 10 o'clock local time, a 3-minute silence took place across China. The COVID-19 outbreak, which was declared a pandemic on March 11 by the World Health Organization, starting spreading in Wuhan, China at the end of December 2019. That's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Para, para.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, last March was at 51.3, an increase compared to the previous month at 51.2. This figure surpassed South Korea, Russia, and China. It was above the ASEAN average. Spokesperson of Indonesian Ministry of Industry, Febri Hendri Antoniarif, said the manufacturing industry sector in Indonesia is considered to continue increase its productivity in an effort to meet the needs of the domestic and export markets. A PMI rating above 50 indicates that the industrial sector is in an expansionary phase. According to S&P Global Records, Indonesia's manufacturing PMI increased in the third month due to the increase in production and new orders. In addition, there has been an improvement in business conditions across the manufacturing sector for 7 consecutive months. According to Febri, the Ministry of Industry is proactive to ensure that the supply and distribution of the industrial products go well so that they reach the market or consumers. He also emphasized that the government has implemented strategic policies to maintain price stability and product availability to meet the people's needs. Febri Hendri added that the government continues to accelerate the national economic recovery policy. This is in line with the vision of the G20 presidency, Recover Together, Recover Stronger, by expecting to be realized through the industrial sector along with the trade and investment sectors. The Ministry of Industry takes an active role by proposing discussions on the industrial sector, in particular the Trade, Investment and Industry Working Group, or TIIWG, whose first meeting was held in Solo, Central Java from March 29th until 31st. The TIIWG meeting is a new chapter in the collaboration among G20 member countries. It is also a big step toward economic recovery and growth. Meanwhile, Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmito said all delegates substantively support the position proposed by Indonesia as the G20 presidency this time, including the IIWG, which discussed industrial issues for the first time. He perceived that industry plays an important role in the economy. So, it is necessary to jointly formulate a strategy to achieve inclusive and sustainable industrialization so as to create a stronger and more resilient world economy in facing crisis.
Berawal dari tatap indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Kau membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Kadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita.
RRI was office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello VOI listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we take you to Nimanga River, which is one of the tourism destinations, which is located in Timbukar Village, Sonder District, Minahasa Regency, North Sulawesi Province. The distance of this tourism spot from Manado, the capital of North Sulawesi, is about 30 kilometers. You can use land transportation through the village area or through the clove to durian plantation area. Rafting is the main attraction of this tourist spot. During rafting, visitors can enjoy the natural beauty around it. On the banks of the Nimanga River, you will find several rafting tour operators. The Nimanga River originates from many springs, so the water flow never recedes. Only in the rainy season, you need to be careful, because the volume of water will increase a lot. The length of rafting on the Nimanga River reaches 12 kilometers, and can be reached in 2.5 hours. Before rafting on the Nimanga River, visitors are required to wear a life vest and protective helmet. The characteristic of the rapids on this river are at levels 3 and 4. But when the rainy season arrives, the rapids are at levels 5 and 6. Even though the difficulty level is quite high, this river is quite safe to be explored. Along the rafting, you will see the lush trees in the forest and garden areas that shape Nimanga. In addition to the forest area, you will also see how fertile the plantations are on the left and right sides of the Nimanga River. Around the Nimanga area, there is rather flat land that can be used for those of you who want to spend the night here by setting up a tent. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Duduk menikmati sinaran hangat mentari sore ini. Aku berdiam diri derasnya kehidupan letih persahabatan sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam sang
ku ingat detik itu kisah rumahku
berbeda, kita bersama seperti pertama.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener, to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about sakit, which means sick. Stay tuned. Listen to the conversation entitled Aku Sakit Perut, which means I have stomachache. This conversation is between Kevin and Mela, his workmate. They talk on the phone.
Halo Kevin, mengapa kamu tidak masuk kantor?
Aku sakit perut.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Sakit, sakit, which means sick. Kantor, kantor, which means office. Tidak masuk, which means do not come. Tidak masuk kantor, which means do not come to the office. Mengapa tidak masuk kantor? Mengapa tidak masuk kantor? Which means, why don't you come to the office? sakit perut, which means stomachache. Aku sakit perut, which means I have stomachache. Mengapa dia tidak masuk kantor? Mengapa dia tidak masuk kantor, which means why doesn't he come to the office? Dia demam, which means he has fever. Sakit gigi, which means toothache. Sakit kepala, which means headache. In the dialogue, you listen to an expression, aku sakit perut, which means I have stomachache. This expression is used to show pain. You can use subject pronoun or name followed by the pain. For example, aku sakit perut, which means I have stomachache. Let's listen to the other expressions to show pain. Mengapa kamu tidak masuk kantor? Mengapa kamu tidak masuk kantor, which means why don't you come to the office? Aku sakit perut, which means I have stomachache. Mengapa dia tidak masuk kantor, which means why doesn't he come to the office? Dia demam, which means he has fever. There are some expressions to show pain beginning with the word sakit. Sakit, which means sick or ache, followed by the sick body part. For example, sakit perut, which means stomachache. Sakit gigi, which means toothache. And sakit kepala, which means stomachache. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Halo Kevin, mengapa kamu tidak masuk kantor?
Aku sakit perut.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Wujudkan janji. sesungguhnya ku masih menantikanmu mengisi ruang di hatiku. Salahkah bila ku di sini selalu menunggu, selalu berharap.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Juwita Malam by M. Rifani. The lyrics in the song Juwita Malam describe a person who falls in love at first sight with the hope that they will meet again. They first met on the night train while heading to Jakarta. The song composed by Ismail Marzuki is often sung by musicians as romantic music accompaniment. Well, listener, here is M. Rifani with the keroncong song entitled Juwita Malam.
Sudah melekat.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
It is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.